Someday I hope to visit.
Okay, I will be waiting for you.
When Buena Vista Social Club came out in 1996, Cuba wasn't a place that many Americans had the opportunity to visit. And so even though Omara Portuondo had been recording albums there since the 1950s, she wasn't that well known here. It wasn't until her performance on that album brought her amazing voice to 5 million sets of ears worldwide. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Omara Portuondo started her career in 1950 as a dancer in Cuba's Cabaret Tropicana. Later, she moved to singing, and in the mid-50s, her group toured the U.S., played with Nat King Cole, and recorded an album for RCA Victor. After the U.S. embargo began, Omara's career continued, both in Cuba and abroad. And by the time Ry Cooter invited her to sing on the Buena Vista Social Club recordings, she was considered the grand lady of Cuban music. And since the Buena Vista Social Club, she's made many albums. Her most recent, Gracias, came out in 2008. On a trip late last year to New York to play Carnegie Hall, Omara and pianist Roberto Fonseca stopped by our studios, and I had a chance to talk with this legend of Cuban music. Of the American jazz singers, who do you love? Who are your favorites? Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, who do you love the most?
Oh. Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, but don't forget Nat King Cole, because I saw Nat King Cole in Cuba.
Wow.
He was singing over there. I can be together with him. I saw Aretha Franklin, so many persons, so many singers, so many musicians, trumpet players too, many, so many musicians going to Cuba.
Dos gardenias para ti. Con ellas quiero decir, te quiero, te adoro, mi vida. Ponles toda tu atención, que serán tu corazón y el mío. Dos gardenias para ti, que tendrán todo el calor de un beso, de ese beso que te di, que jamás encontrarás en el calor de otro querer.
Omara, you've been to Carnegie Hall before.
Yes, of course. But
we've seen the movie.
I would like to tell you something. Yes. The first time I went at the Carnegie Hall, I was remember when I was a little child. I was a little child, little girl. Mm-hmm. And every night in Cuba, we have a small radio, and we put Carnegie Hall by radio. Mm-hmm. And I listen all the time, one singer, black singer. The name is Mary Anderson.
Right, of course.
You know that?
Sure.
But when I was in Carnegie Hall for the first time, I say, how can I be here? Because when I was a little child, I listened to Mary Anderson, and she's here, I am here. How can be that? That's the life. I was so excited.
Mama la negrita, se le salen los pies la cunita, y la negra mece. Ya no sabe qué hacer. Durube negrita, que yo va a comprar nueva cunita, que tendrá capitel y también cacabe.
Omara Portuondo and Roberto Fonseca, live with Dos Gardenias and Drume Negrita. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. For more exclusive interviews and performances, visit WFUV.org.